Good morning and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Friday, February 24th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, leader look, McConnell and Schumer. Number two, SBF accused of improper campaign contributions. And number three, Nadler pushes New York City for the 2024 convention. Let's get into it. We like during the recess to break down what we think of the congressional leaders at any moment in time. The congressional leaders are the nucleus of our coverage. We created this publication with a goal of obsessively covering the congressional leadership. So let's talk about this. We're going to start with Mitch McConnell. He has a couple interesting things that he needs to consider, and he is currently dealing with. Number one, the never-ending Rick Scott drama. After McConnell drubbed Rick Scott in the leader race back in November, there's been a proxy fight, effectively, between McConnell and Scott. McConnell has effectively joined Joe Biden in calling Rick Scott's 12-point plan bad, which is an interesting kind of alliance, to say the least. Now, Rick Scott has changed this 12-point plan. Originally, he had all federal legislation sunsetting after 5 years. Now he says it's not Social Security and it's not Medicare. So he's walked this back a little bit, but it's just a very tense relationship between Scott and, by the way, his allies and Mitch McConnell. Number two, one eye on the debt limit. McConnell is going to have to keep an eye on the debt limit. He's not the majority leader, but he's been at the center of every major budget compromise in the last, 15 years, even longer than that. But he's on the sidelines allowing Kevin McCarthy, who has been a part of exactly zero compromises on the debt limit or budget or anything for that matter. He's taking the lead. That's McCarthy. Now, a lot of people think McConnell's going to have to come in at the end. We'll have to see. But McConnell's going to have to keep a close eye on this. Remember, he meets with McCarthy at least once a week, usually. I mean, that's not a hard and fast rule, but he is in close contact with McCarthy, and his staff is in close contact with McCarthy's staff. Number three, one eye on 2024. There's no question that the Rick Scott-led NRSC did not have a good cycle in 2022. Now it's up to Steve Daines to turn that around. It is supposed to be a good map for Republicans, but as Mitch McConnell frequently says, don't fall in love with the map. They have to recruit good candidates and win races, and the NRSC is showing signals that it is interested in recruiting, where in the past they had never recruited. They didn't recruit last cycle, so they ended up with candidates that could not win in states like Georgia. So that is Mitch McConnell. Let's talk quickly about Chuck Schumer. He has a tough floor choice. This is something we've covered obsessively, which is Eric Garcetti, the former mayor of Los Angeles, is Joe Biden's nominee to be ambassador to India. We don't have an ambassador in India right now, which is crazy. India is one of the most important countries on planet Earth. Schumer will have to burn up valuable floor time if he wants to get Garcetti across the finish line. The White House has not backed off on Garcetti. Garcetti has, a very strong, let's call it, lobbying operation for his candidacy. So this is a big decision for Schumer. Number two, the D.C. disapproval resolution. There's a House Republican measure to overturn an overhaul of the D.C. criminal code. He can't really stop it in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, but the question is, will he whip against it? There are Democrats who think that this overhaul of the D.C. criminal code is, there's a lot of Democrats who think it's not good. So this is something that he has to keep an eye on, and staying on message. Chuck Schumer has been extraordinarily disciplined when it comes to staying on message on the debt limit, how Biden shouldn't negotiate, how Republicans should lift it. That's something he has to keep very steady on as we near the summer debt limit deadline. Number two story of the day, SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried. We are still talking about Sam Bankman-Fried. A superseding indictment was released on Thursday that basically says that there were straw that Bankman-Fried was organizing straw donors. I mean, let's just listen to this excerpt for a second. Sam Bankman, this is a quote from the indictment. Bankman-Fried caused substantial contributions to be made in support of candidates of major, both major political parties and across this political spectrum. Bankman-Fried, however, did not want to be known as a left-leaning partisan or to have his name publicly attached to Republican candidates. In those instances, when he wanted to obscure his association with certain contributions, Bankman-Fried and others conspired to and did have those contributions made in the name of two other FTX executives. Prosecutors allege, this is now our own Brendan Peterson writing this, that Bankman-Fried relied on an encrypted auto-deleting signal chat titled donation processing to coordinate whose names would be attached to specific campaign contributions. The prosecutors here are alleging a big kind of fraud scheme, campaign finance fraud scheme. This is aside from the FTX mess. And Brendan writes, and this is so true, this is nightmare fuel if you happen to be a campaign finance director for a congressional candidate during the 2022 cycle. You don't know whether you got kind of these fraudulent contributions. Just very fascinating. We have a big scoop this morning. Jerry Nadler is leading the New York delegation in a letter trying to urge the DNC to select New York City as the 2024 convention location. Now, it's Atlanta and Chicago are also in the mix. Some would say they're stronger candidates, but this is a fascinating letter. Nadler and the rest of the delegation said the following the reversal of Roe, New York has served as a national leader in the fight to preserve and protect women's rights. This starkly contrasts with states like Georgia, which quickly moved to allow one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation. That's the New Yorkers writing that, not us. That is a fascinating battle in the Democratic Party, whether it's going to be New York, Atlanta, or Chicago. And with that, leave us a rating and review. It's the best way for people to find out about us. You can subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.